In a second, should say, there we go, we're recording now. Where are you at the moment?
I'm at home.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself. I'll introduce myself and say today's date, and then we'll just get going. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Bear with me one second. I realize I've lost something that's got some of the things that we're going to talk about. Oh, sorry, I've got so many screens open, I can't find anything.
Lovely.
There we go. So today is Monday, the 26th of October, 2020, and my name is Paul Hunt. And could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Rhiannon. That's it. My name's Rhiannon. Hello.
So, Rhiannon, you spoke to Anna before, didn't you, about just friendships and relationships in general?
Yes, I did.
And how have things been on that front? In ignoring, I suppose, COVID and lockdown for now, but how did you find it up to March? Any developments?
Yes, there have been quite a lot of developments, although, I was doing online dating, which at first, I didn't think it was very successful. But now I've met someone and we've been together for 11 months, so it's been really good.
Wow.
I've been in a first time for a long time that I've actually been in a good place.
Oh, that's nice to hear. So, are you comfortable talking about them?
Yes, I am.
So, what's their name?
Well, his name is Andy. Obviously, as I said before, we've been talking online and we got together the end of last year, which has been great because the company's been great, the conversation's been flowing very well, and it's a good place that I'm in right now.
Where does Andy live?
He lives up in the valleys.
Oh, do you know which valley?
Maisikamma.
Oh, okay. We know, yeah, I know.
It's up there somewhere. But we keep in touch every day. We message each other every day and we video call sometimes, which is good.
And so, were you able to meet him before everything kicked off in person?
Definitely. We met each other twice before the whole lockdown started happening. So it's been really good. I didn't think I'd find that person because I didn't think relationships would happen in my life. But now that I've found love, it's the best thing that's ever happened. I've never been so happy.
So who made the first sort of contact?
I made the first contact and then I didn't hear from him for a while, and then I messaged him again and it went on from then. So it took a bit of persuading because I don't give up a fight, put it that way.
And what attracted you to Andy?
Personality, humor, which also is very important. And he's always up for doing new things. like going out, going places. He's actually made me push the boat out and made me do a lot more, and I feel a lot more confident in myself.
What kind of things has he pushed you to do?
Going to Cardiff. He's actually, I wouldn't say made me, but he's given me the opportunity to have the confidence to go out more, to go to new places, and yeah, just, and he's made me feel very relaxed as well.
Do you remember the first time that you met him in person?
Yes. We went to a pub when the Six Nations was on last year. And we ended up going to a pub, watching the game in a pub, and then having a few drinks, and then going somewhere else for food, and watching the rest of the game. So that was the first of many, which was really good.
How did you feel before, on the day before you met him?
I felt very nervous because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to do. I'd never been on a real date, if you could say that, because I've never had, proper relationships, or I would say friendships, but that's a different story. But having a relationship is the best thing that can happen to me right now. And what's the best part is that my whole family like him as well. So at least I've done something good.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, what do your family make of him?
They like him a lot. I think they feel comfortable around him, and he's a good laugh as well. And yeah, he is sometimes very quiet, but once you get to know him, he does start to talk a lot, which I'm liking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to introduce him to all my friends and family, so that they know that I'm at last as happy as Larry.
And so, so we've talked before, obviously, you've got, you mentioned before some mental health issues and the fact that you have a learning disability. Does he have a learning disability?
Not that I can see or I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And he does look after me really well, which is good. Well, we look after each other. And it's actually good to have an ordinary, normal relationship, and not having to be watched by someone else just to check that we're doing okay and we're keeping safe and stuff.
Who has that happened to you before? Are you thinking of like an instance that's happened before, or do you think that would happen if he had a learning disability?
I think it would happen if I did go out with someone who did have a learning disability, that it would be monitored on a regular basis, because I don't class myself as having a learning disability. As I said before, in a lot of my things that I've done, that I sit on the fence with disability, because I can do what everyone else does. I can go out on my own. I can I can live independently, and I don't have to have someone watch me 24/7.
Mm-hmm. And so, what do you, can you talk about, do you have in common?
We like sports. He likes rugby. And he's very into his cars, which is great. We like going to the cinema together. We've been going a lot lately to the cinema to watch a film, which is great. We like going out for food. And I think that's about it.
Hmm. And so, next thing I'm going to talk about is, it's up to you whether you're comfortable talking about it or not. It's completely up to you. So if you think, I don't want to talk about that, that's fine. But is there a physical aspect to your relationship with Andy?
Sometimes there is, but not always.
Mm-hmm. And did you ask anyone for advice or support around that?
Not really, because I didn't know how to approach the subject.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I speak to my best friend back home. I try and catch up with her when I can, about how things are going and what stuff that she can recommend to do or not to do. So at least she's on hand at that. Because I wouldn't know, well, I don't think I would be very comfortable approaching my mum and dad about it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably think that I'm not being careful, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. My dad beforehand, before I got into a relationship, is saying to me, when are you going to settle down, find a boyfriend and settle down and start a family?
Mm.
Now it's like, I hope you're being really careful. So it's like a different side now that I'm in a relationship. But I suppose we'll only have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
Mm. Is it something you've talked to Andy about?
Yes, we have. Not too much, but it has been on the cards sometimes when it comes up into conversation.
Mm. So you say you spoke to your friend about things, and obviously you didn't feel comfortable talking to your parents. Do you think your parents see you differently now?
Yes, they can see how happy I am, and how confident I am in myself as well. Which I'm finding that as well. I'm finding it more pleasurable going out to places that I wouldn't dream of going.
Mm.
So that's given me a big, big boost, if that makes sense.
Mm. Yes, it does, yes. Thinking then of the last, 7.5 months, how have you found this period in time?
Very difficult. Not seeing friends or family or all going out. Being stuck home all day, every day, is giving me cabin fever.
Mm. Could you just say if you live on your own or with other people?
I do live with my boyfriend at the moment.
I was going to ask.
he does go home sometimes, but yeah, we do live together now.
So at the start, back in March, were you living together then, or were you apart?
We were together, thankfully. But I did find before I knew that if Andy wasn't around, that it would be very lonely. I wouldn't be as happy as I am now, because I wouldn't be able to see anyone. Only maybe FaceTime or Teams or on Zoom. But I am also at the moment, I have been doing a little bit of work here and there, but only at home.
I see. Sorry, Renan, go on.
Which has been keeping my brain occupied, and it's given me something to do.
And who do you work for again?
I've got two jobs now. I'm still with Newport People First, but I haven't been able to really start with work with them for a while because my job has changed in that respect. But I am working for Growing Spaces. And they do all sorts of stuff. Like they've got a gardening group, they've got a travel buddy group, which I'm involved in, and they've got quite a few shops happening as well. So I'm hopefully going to get more involved with that if and when everything goes back to the way it was before lockdown.
So were you furloughed at all or not?
No, my job finished with Newport People First at the end of February this year. I was going to have a month off and then start back in April. But because of the lockdown, I haven't been back since.
I see. But there's plans for you to go back at some point, is there?
Because I've got a new job happening if and when I go back. Because my project, as I said before, it's finished now. So I'll be going on to something different.
And so there was no question at the start of lockdown that you would stay with Andy rather than maybe going back on your own, is it?
No, I'm quite happy with Andy being here. It's also a company for me. It's happened. I'm glad it's happened when it has happened, if that makes sense.
How do you think you would be coping if you were still single?
I think I'd be tearing my hair out and thinking, what have I done wrong? what am I doing wrong? It's just one of those things that I think, why haven't I managed to find the right person? I mean, I know it's taken me 16 years to get to where I am, but I'm in a good place now, and hopefully it'll be forever.
And thinking outside of your relationship with Andy, how has it affected the way that you access the, you know, groups or social activities that you would attend? Are you still able to do them online? Have you been to any before we got locked down?
First, having meetings once a week just to see how everyone's coping, what they've been up to, that sort of thing. And again, I've been doing that with Growing Space. I've been keeping in touch with them once a week, once maybe twice a week. But I know Newport People First haven't been having Zoom calls for a while, but I think this week they're starting up again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the only group that I've been, how can I say it, that I've been involved in. I haven't been involved in any other groups.
How did you find socializing and talking to people through Zoom rather than face to face?
Found it really hard because I'm so used to seeing people in the flesh, not over a computer screen, but I suppose you can't really help that. But at the moment you can't see people in the flesh or have meetings outdoors or indoors because it's just not happening. But I'm looking forward to the time where things do go back to normal, and we can see people in person, and to have meetings and to meet up for coffee like we've done before, go out as a group. That's what I'm missing right now, is literally going out.
And so how is it, has it affected your well-being, being locked down and not being able to do those things?
Yes, it has, because I'm in hibernation mode, because I haven't been able to see anyone. I am finding it hard I'm not coping right now. I just want to go outside and scream. But I mean, it's not only happening here, it's happening all over the world. I could imagine what other people are feeling, not having to go out or to go to work or go shopping and just having a good time.
Obviously, we're back into what, day three of a second lockdown now. How did you feel when that was announced?
Deflating, because I thought in some ways that we were slowly going to go back to and to do what we can do, like go out, but I just hope that we can do this now, and hopefully we can, I'm hoping that if we do this now, we can still see friends and family over Christmas, because that's what's worrying me a lot now, is that because of lockdown, that we won't be able to have a Christmas.
What would be your plans if there wasn't a lockdown?
Now I'd be working for definite. I'd be carrying out my meetings like I have done over the few years that I've been with Newport People First, and hopefully I'd be making a difference to people's lives with taking them places they've never been to before.
And thinking Christmas Day and that, would you normally go to see your parents or go somewhere else?
Yes, I'd be going to my parents over Christmas, because we usually have Christmas together anyway, with my sister and her husband coming down from London. And yeah, if we have a lockdown like this over Christmas isn't going to be the same this year. I don't think.
And so, sorry, were you with Andy last Christmas?
No.
No.
This will be our first proper Christmas together.
So if you're still locked down at Christmas, will you be spending it with Andy then?
Yes, definitely.
And so, you know, if you've had ups and downs in the last few months, who do you speak to about those things?
I've been talking to, because I also get support as well. Mm-hmm. So I've been having support about it. But now, because of the new lockdown, I've cancelled my support for these 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of support do they give you, Rhiannon?
I have support with maybe say going shopping, or like sometimes they'll help with housework. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Or even if I need to go to a doctor's appointment, they'll come with me. That sort of thing.
Mm. And how did they react to your new relationship?
They were very happy. Although with the support workers that I've been having, I haven't had a constant one coming every week. I've been having different people come every week, so it's really difficult.
Not having the same people every time.
Yeah.
Do you feel that they know you well, or is it not enough time to get to know someone?
It's not enough time to get to know them, because you have one person and then you don't see them for a month or two, and then they just rock up out of the blue.
Mm.
But the thing is, I get so many new people come see me that I don't even know, I haven't met before. And with that, I always like to get to know them first before I chuck them in the deep end.
Mm.
Which I don't know which is better, throwing them in the deep end first and then getting to know them, or getting to know them first and then chucking them in the deep end. I don't know.
Sorry, I don't know why I said that. When the restrictions first eased, what do you remember what the first thing you did was?
I went out for a meal, and I saw my parents.
Where did you go for food?
Where did we go? Oh, I've forgotten now. We went somewhere in town. But I know that we went out for a meal on Friday afternoon with my parents. We went to the Pen and Wig in town, so that was good to have a catch up and just see them before we get locked away again.
How did it feel that first time you went back out after the restrictions first got eased?
I felt like it was as if that I've been let out for good behavior. it was great, because I could have fresh air and I didn't have a time limit as to when I had to be home again. But just going out was the best thing, because it blew all the cobwebs away. We were out in the fresh air and it was just great.
And so obviously that they're in, like, although some of the restrictions have been removed now, you know, you've got to wear a mask when you're in shops, you've got 2 meter distances and things. How did you find dealing with that?
Very difficult. I'm finding it hard doing the 2 meter distance, and I'm really struggling with masks.
Is that Is that wearing them or having to talk to people who are wearing them? Or both?
Well, both. I just feel with the wearing a mask, it feels like someone's constantly behind you with their mouth covering your nose and mouth so you can't breathe. Just in a way, to say it, I feel very suffocated with the mask on. I just can't breathe.
And are you aware of things that you can do, like get like a lanyard with that you're exempt from wearing a mask? Did you know about those things?
I've got a lanyard. I'm just looking for a card to go with it. Because I've seen two or three people with the actual disability lanyard and the exemption card you get with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where you can get them from, and I'm really I've got the sunflower yellow and green lanyard. I just need that card to go with it, and I've got no idea where to get one from.
After the interview, I'll give a helpline. They might be able to help you.
Okay, thank you.
With that. Let me just have a look. So, I remember you saying in your original interview that one of your best friends was still living in South Africa.
Yes.
So I presume your relationship with her hasn't necessarily changed that much.
No, it hasn't. I mean, we keep in touch almost every day. And although she doesn't have a disability of any sort, she's still struggling with day-to-day stuff. She gets panic attacks as well. But who would get panic attacks when you're in an environment like you are in this present day?
And so have you felt lonely at all in the last 7 months?
Not really, no. Because I've had Andy to hand. He's been good company. And it seems weird because sometimes when I'm in a relationship, I sometimes think, oh, I want to be on my own. I can't wait to be on my own. And almost 12 months down the line, I've never felt like that. I've never felt like I wanted to check anyone out because I wanted time to myself. Which I find really strange.
So you're not pining to have some alone time at the moment then?
Not at all.
And are you worried about catching the COVID-19?
I am when I'm out, although having the face mask does work. But as soon as we had lockdown, I got a cold, and trying to see if I could get a test was really difficult. If I had a car, it wouldn't be so bad, but because I don't have a car and I've got no one to take me, it was hard to get a test as well. And to get a test, I'd have to pay like £160, something like that.
Oh, for a private one, is it?
Well, I wouldn't know if that would be a private one or just in general.
Well, the tests that everyone can get are free. So you didn't get one done, did you?
No, I didn't.
And so you mentioned, you know, the lack of access to a car and stuff. I presume your support still helped you with shopping during the first lockdown?
Yes, they did. Well, thankfully, I live near a shop. So because support workers aren't allowed to use their cars with taking people places, because of not restrictions, but policy that they've, their new policy they've got in now. So we've been walking to the shop and then bringing it home. So that's helped in a lot of ways. But since lockdown as well, I've been doing online shopping, which is better. Because you're not interacting with other people, which I suppose is a good thing, because in that way you are saving lives. Well, but I prefer going to a shop, buying what you want in the store, and then come home, because you know what you're getting.
Yeah. And you know, there've been a lot of rules and regulations over our lives in the last few months. Have you always understood what they are?
No, because it's been very confusing. It's okay for one part of the country, and then it's a different story for the next. So I don't know what's true and what's not.
That's sorry to hear that. That must be quite difficult.
It is very difficult.
Do you think that your relationship with your family, Andy, or your friends have changed in the last 7 months?
I don't think so. I think it's brought us closer together because of the situation we're in. I think it's brought us closer. It's definitely made me closer to my parents, because thing is, when I see them, I almost cry when I say goodbye, because I never know when I'm going to see them again. Which is, I don't know. I really don't know how to explain that, but I just find it difficult now because we're not able to see people in the flesh. That I'm really struggling.
And so do you talk to Andy about those feelings that you have?
I do sometimes.
Does that help?
It does. It definitely helps when and if you can speak to people about how you're feeling.
Do you think there's been any positive things to come out of all of this?
Well, for me, definitely getting a relationship. That's the best thing. That's the best thing on top of my list. I don't think there's any other thing that I can think of that's different.
And so when things return to normal, or whatever normal will be now, what's the one thing you're looking forward to doing the most?
I think seeing my mom and dad. I think they're the most important people I want to see. Because, I mean, okay, I mean, they're at the age where they're almost at retiring age. So I don't know. It's best to take advantage when you can see them. Because again, you don't know when you're gonna see them in the long run.
So I think we're nearly at the end now. So is there anything else you'd like to talk about or something you think we haven't covered?
I don't think there is anything that I can think of in, at the top of my head.
Oh, thank you very much, Joanne. And I'm going to stop recording now.
No problem.
Let me find a button. Okay.